Faulcha, and welcome to this episode where we're going to talk about the Rum and Raisin Single Malt Irish Whiskey from Killowen Distillery. Now, before we jump into it, it's worth noting that Killowen won Craft Producer of the Year in the World Whiskey Awards in March of 2025 against some extraordinary international and domestic competition. Killowen's ethos of empowering the consumer with transparency and hands-on small-scale production has generated their strong international cult following, the envy of many an Irish distillery. Killowen is headed by Brendan Carthy, and there is a relationship between Two Stacks and Killowen, with Liam and Shane of the LSD previously mentioned being partners in Killowen Distillery. So, Brendan, like me, and a lot of us Irish, left Ireland. Brendan, I jest, is a recovering architect, and Brendan ended up in Australia back in the day. While Brendan was plying his trade there, he fell in love with a number of the new wave of Australian whiskies that we're starting to see. Now, Brendan, being a keen student of Irish history and a Gaelgor, a fluent Irish speaker, Brendan knew that us Irish ruled the world whisky-wise back in the day, in the golden era of Irish whisky. That was the late 1800s. So Brendan packed his bags in Australia, returned to where he hailed from, and built what is the smallest by square footage distillery in Ireland, in the townland of Killowen. It is literally on the side of a mountain in the beautiful Mourne Mountains, and from here Brendan plies his trade making unique whiskies and other spirits that pay homage to our distilling past. So what do we have here with the rum and raisin? And how did we get here? Brendan founded Killowen Distillery in 2017 and at that time was trying to figure out where he would go style and flavour-wise. So Brendan bought in a number of batches of malt whisky of different ages, and then he aged and finished them in lots and lots of different cask finishes. He used wine casks, red wine casks from Bordeaux and Burgundy in France, Jacqueline wine casks from Basque in Spain. He used a raft of different fortified wine casks, including port and sherry, and he used other spirit casks, including Caribbean rum casks and casks from tequila in Mexico. Brendan's early experiments were bottled under the Bonded Experimental series and the Signature series, and it's fair to say that everyone's favourite from this time was the Rum and Raisin Single Malt, bottled under the Signature series label. So, Rum and Raisin Single Malt that we have here is offered in a 700ml bottle at 55% ABV or 110 proof. It's a non-age statement, NAS whiskey, but contains 4 to 5 year old whiskies. The rum in the name comes from Caribbean dark rum casks from Appleton Estate in Jamaica, and the raisin in the name comes from Pedro Jimenez or PX sherry casks from southern Spain. PX is renowned as a rich and sweet sherry that must be made from at least 85% Pedro Jimenez grapes. The rum casks bring sweetness to the whiskey, think vanilla and coconut, while the PX casks bring a raisiny, dried fruit richness. In the interests of transparency, there's a lot of detail on the back label of this whiskey. Brendan, being as small as he is at Killowen production-wise, doesn't have the volume to make this whiskey at the distillery for export. So he gets this made to his bespoke recipe by the good folks at GND in Dundalk in County Louth. GND is Great Northern Distillery, who are the go-to operation in Ireland for making top-notch custom distillates. And then Brendan is able to piggyback with Two Stacks, and that allows us to get our hands on this wonderful offering here stateside. What's interesting about this offering is that within the Irish whiskey category, there are very few cask-strength Irish whiskies available, particularly here in the States. Redbreast 12-year-old cask-strength comes to mind, as does Blue Spot, 7-year-old and offered at calf strength. There are a couple of others out there, but Brendan's comes in at a price point that is below pretty much everything else, and at 55% ABV or 110 proof, it makes the rum and raisin relatively affordable. So this definitely has a place in, I would say, a lot of serious whiskey bars on their back bar, and this to me is the whiskey lover's Irish whiskey with that wonderful cask strength of 55%. It allows you the choice at what level you are going to enjoy this whiskey at. I personally love to start sipping it neat. Then when I get about a quarter of the way through, I'll drop in 3 drops of water and encourage it to open up. Now, I'll use distilled water to respect the craft of the distiller, and then I'll drop in another 3 or so, and that takes it to a different place. And then what I'll do for the last quarter or so of the pour is I will drop in an ice cube, which obviously dilutes the whiskey as it melts. But what I love to do is that then take that whiskey into my mouth, chilled from the ice cube, and I hold it there, and I love to savour it and enjoy all those flavours as it warms up. I love the changes in flavours that I get from this higher strength whiskey, and this is a real gem from Brendan. Sláinte.